Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Hormone Cure is a health and wellness book by Dr. Sarah Gottfried that focuses on hormonal balance in women and the wide range of symptoms that can follow when hormones are out of sync. Written in an integrative, medically informed style, it combines conventional testing with lifestyle changes, targeted supplements, herbal therapies, and bioidentical hormone options. The book challenges the idea that fatigue, low libido, weight gain, poor sleep, mood changes, and stress are unavoidable parts of aging or womanhood. Instead, it argues that these problems often have identifiable hormonal roots and can be addressed through a more personalized approach. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical, to help readers recognize patterns in their symptoms, understand the roles of major hormones, and consider structured ways to restore balance. The book is especially notable for translating complex hormone science into an accessible self-assessment and treatment framework. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book bridges mainstream medicine and integrative care without fully belonging to either camp. One reason the book stands out is that it tries to occupy a middle position between conventional gynecology and integrative medicine. Dr. Gottfried is a board-certified physician, and the book draws on testing and hormone science, but it also gives serious attention to herbs, supplements, and lifestyle interventions that are often sidelined in standard medical settings. This bridge building is useful for readers who feel conventional care has been too dismissive while still wanting a medically literate framework. It also explains why the book has appeal across different audiences. Some readers want natural options, others want evidence-informed hormone management, and the book attempts to speak to both. At the same time, this hybrid approach has limits. Readers looking for a strict clinical guideline may find it too broad, while readers wanting a purely natural self-help book may find the hormone therapy component more medical than expected. That tension is part of the book's identity. Its distinctiveness lies in presenting integrative care not as a vague wellness trend, but as a structured, hormone-centered methodology. Secondly, the book bridges mainstream medicine and integrative care without fully belonging to either camp. The Hormone Cure does not isolate hormones from everyday physiology. Instead, it repeatedly ties hormonal health to sleep quality, stress load, energy regulation, and weight control. This is one of the book's strongest analytical contributions, because it reflects a systems view of the body. For example, poor sleep can worsen stress hormones, stress can affect sex hormones and appetite, and metabolic disruption can make weight gain harder to reverse. By showing these links, the book explains why treating only one symptom often fails. The implication is that hormone balance is not a narrow reproductive issue, but a broader regulatory system affecting multiple functions at once. That perspective helps readers understand why interventions such as improving sleep hygiene, stabilizing blood sugar, or reducing chronic stress can have effects that seem larger than expected. It also keeps the book grounded in everyday behaviors rather than framing hormone health as something that depends only on laboratory values or prescriptions. In practical terms, the book treats daily routines as part of endocrine care. Thirdly, the book bridges mainstream medicine and integrative care without fully belonging to either camp. The Hormone Cure does not isolate hormones from everyday physiology. Instead, it repeatedly ties hormonal health to sleep quality, stress load, energy regulation, and weight control. This is one of the book's strongest analytical contributions, because it reflects a systems view of the body. For example, poor sleep can worsen stress hormones, stress can affect sex hormones and appetite, and metabolic disruption can make weight gain harder to reverse. By showing these links, the book explains why treating only one symptom often fails. The implication is that hormone balance is not a narrow reproductive issue, but a broader regulatory system affecting multiple functions at once. That perspective helps readers understand why interventions such as improving sleep hygiene, stabilizing blood sugar, or reducing chronic stress can have effects that seem larger than expected. It also keeps the book grounded in everyday behaviors, rather than framing hormone health as something that depends only on laboratory values or prescriptions. In practical terms, the book treats daily routines as part of endocrine care. Fourthly, the book bridges mainstream medicine and integrative care without fully belonging to either camp. One reason the book stands out is that it tries to occupy a middle position between conventional gynecology and integrative medicine. Dr. Gottfried is a board-certified physician, and the book draws on testing and hormone science, but it also gives serious attention to herbs, supplements, and lifestyle interventions that are often sidelined in standard medical settings. This bridge building is useful for readers who feel conventional care has been too dismissive while still wanting a medically literate framework. It also explains why the book has appeal across different audiences. Some readers want natural options, others want evidence-informed hormone management, and the book attempts to speak to both. At the same time, this hybrid approach has limits. readers looking for a strict clinical guideline may find it too broad, while readers wanting a purely natural self-help book may find the hormone therapy component more medical than expected. That tension is part of the book's identity. Its distinctiveness lies in presenting integrative care not as a vague wellness trend, but as a structured, hormone-centered methodology. Lastly, hormone issues are presented as treatable rather than as inevitable decline. A core message of the book is that many women do not need to accept reduced energy, poor libido, or chronic fatigue as unavoidable. The book presents these conditions as potentially treatable, which is a significant reframing for readers accustomed to being told to endure them. This does not mean the book promises simple cures or instant results. Instead, it argues for a more active and informed response to symptoms. That distinction matters because the book's title can suggest a quick fix, but the content is more measured and procedural. Readers are encouraged to identify what is happening biologically, adjust habits, and consider interventions in a stepwise way. The benefit of this stance is psychological as well as physical. It restores a sense of agency to readers who may feel their bodies have become unpredictable. At the same time, the book remains grounded in real-world complexity by recognizing that some cases require medical supervision. Its usefulness comes from offering hope without denying nuance, which is a balanced position in a crowded self-help and hormone wellness market. In conclusion, the hormone cure is best suited for women who suspect that their fatigue, poor sleep, low libido, weight gain, or mood changes may be tied to hormonal imbalance and who want a more structured explanation than generic wellness advice usually provides. It is also useful for readers who want to understand how lifestyle, stress, and endocrine function interact, especially when conventional care has felt too broad or dismissive. The book has practical value because it offers a framework for symptom mapping, self-assessment, and staged intervention rather than relying on one universal remedy. Intellectual value comes from the way it connects reproductive hormones, thyroid function, stress physiology, and metabolism into a single system. Compared with many books in the hormone health genre, it stands out for blending medical credibility with integrative methods without presenting natural care as separate from evidence-based thinking. Its strongest feature is not that it offers a miracle solution,